Blog Talk Radio.
We ain't even gonna start with that tonight. I got something new for y'all.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yo, yo, yo. Got some new tracks on the joint for y'all. It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. Tuesday, May 21st, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. 3 more days and it's Memorial Weekend, fellas. Memorial Day weekend, folks. I hope you got your barbecues ready, your swim trunks ready. If you ain't got your beach body in shape by now, it's too late, but fuck it. Enjoy you for you and have some fun this summer. Life is short. Good luck to those people out there in Oklahoma. Man, if you haven't seen the video of that tornado, the playback, it is just awesome. I said last night is a terrible word. I mean, kids died. It's just sad. But the power of nature is real. And that tornado just shows that, you know what I mean, you might as well enjoy it. You might as well enjoy the summer. You might as well enjoy tomorrow, because if one of them joints come down on your head, you gone, B. You gone, son. My wife's in here in my ear because she came home from the store. She came home from work. And she was like, yeah, I gotta go downstairs. I put the rest of the stuff in the grocery store. I mean, in the kitchen, in the refrigerator. She was like, yeah, I can go downstairs and put the stuff I bought in the fridge. I was like, all right, whatever. I went and got me a glass of cool lemonade, got me a little Arnold Palmer before the show to wet my whistle, no homo, so to make sure that, you know, I can speak clearly and fluently to y'all tonight. I go downstairs, and she got a bag of Tostitos, man. She lied to me, yo. She told me she didn't buy nothing good, yo. So you know what I did? This half, yo. So you get married, yo. Took up the bag, yo. Started grubbing. I'm going to try not to chomp in y'all ear too much. Yeah. All right. I said fuck sauce. I just want chips. So we got a bunch of stuff that we can talk to y'all tonight. Not sure if anybody's going to come on tonight. Might be just me and you enjoying the time. Got DJ C Siren here. MX Your Money said he's tired. But you know I'm always here with y'all. Just in case y'all want to call in, feel free to call in. 646-915-8680. Follow us on Twitter at The Off Ramp Show. Hit us up on Facebook, like the page at The Off Ramp Show. Going to try to start getting to y'all an hour earlier because I know a lot of people listen to us on the playback. But because they say we up too late because they got jobs and such. But no, shoot, I get up 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, your body only needs like 3 hours of sleep, y'all. Even though I try to get like 5, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, got a bunch of topics. Since it's really not that since my co-hosts aren't on here. And it's just, man, yo, I can go back and talk about some old stuff to kind of clear up that we haven't had a chance to talk about. Let's see. On my list that I haven't checked off, we had talked about open communication to high school recruits. I know, you know what I mean, for y'all sports fans out there and for y'all parents out there, they passed basically a law decree that says that a coach can call and text your son as much, or daughter, excuse me, I don't want to be sexist, as much as they want during the recruiting process. Now, I for one find this a little troubling, because nowadays, I mean, shoot, my boy's daughters and sons, these kids are like 8 years old and they got cell phones. They texting and all that stuff. One of my nieces be texting my wife because I don't know what kind of bootleg iPhone plan they got, but she going to text people an iPhone. But anyway, And so these kids, I mean, his kids are very smart, very intellectual. So a lot of kids might not be on cell phones right now. But mainly by the time your child gets to high school, getting ready to college, nowadays, they're going to have a cell phone. You're already going to have trouble, you know, bringing the reins in on your kids just because, you know, they're teenagers. They're hard-headed. So they're always going to be on their phone. They're way, it's so technical savvy nowadays. I wouldn't feel comfortable with a coach being able to contact my child any time of the day he wants. They are also saying they're paying the correct Indians, not to all you dumbass people who call Native American Indians, or the real Indians, people from India, they're paying them to call recruits at every certain hour or to text them like every hour about coming to their school. That, to me, that's just harassment. Yeah, it's flattering. I get it if, you know, your son or your daughter is really wanted by a school that they would go through this much trouble. These kids are in high school. You know, they might think they know it all, but they don't. Kids got to focus on school, get their grades right, and don't want them to be these dumb knuckleheads out there. So I'm having a baby in a couple months. As a note to all you coaches, I'm going to tell you like this. You can text my son Friday after 9 p.m. unless his football game is on Saturday. His football game is on Saturday. You can text him Saturday. Anytime you want. Sundays, you can only text him after 1, and it's got to stop at like 4. Got a call on the line from B-More. What up?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Much G Money. What's poppin', Chief?
Hey, I can't complain. How you feeling, babe?
Hey, not much. Just call. Hey, I figured you'd be asleep by now. Yeah, you must be off tomorrow.
Nah, I work. I got my hoop on, baby.
We all hooping outdoors here under the lights?
Hey, you know, it's summertime, man.
Yo, man, you too old to still be hooping, yo. You might mess up your body out there, son. You said you still got it.
Yo,
you still dunking out there, yo?
Nah, I don't do all that stuff, y'all. Too old for that.
Played the 20-foot game?
Yeah, yo, cross over here and there, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, you know, continue the discussion. Another topic I wanted to get to was the whole RG3 incident about how fans are sending him gifts from his Bed Bath & Beyond registry. Now, normally, I personally don't think this is even an issue, but people are upset saying that, you know, people shouldn't be buying millionaires' gifts and that he should donate those gifts to charity. But me personally, I'm like, yo, if I'm famous and your dumb ass knows I'm famous, your dumb ass knows I'm rich, and you still want to buy me something that I put on a registry, why wouldn't I accept it? Obviously, I need it. I wouldn't have put it on the registry. Why am I going to donate it to charity? Obviously, I put it on the registry because I want it. If you spent your money, that's on you. What you think, G?
I mean, key word is gift. I mean, whether you're rich or not, poor, whatever, you give somebody something, it's a gift. So apparently that person sent them something that they wanted him to have it. So, I mean, whether he got a million or $1 million or a dollar, man, it is what it is. That's what they wanted to get.
I mean, yo, people are really tripping over this, talking about a dude this rich and a dude who makes his type of money shouldn't accept gifts from people who, you know what I mean, are the working class citizens, you know, the Redskin fans, you know what I mean? D.C. is an impoverished neighborhood, and you know what I mean? And he shouldn't accept these gifts. But my whole thought is, if they couldn't afford it, why are they buying it?
Hey, exactly.
So, I guess the winner goes to spoil. The kid's a world-class track athlete. Got his Baylor University on the map, and now he's getting people sending him wedding gifts.
Hey, I'm sure he's taking worse.
I should send him a Eagles jersey, you know. Put RG knee on the back, yo. But so yeah, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. People were making a big deal, calling them selfish and all that other stuff. Another topic I wanted to get to was Kanye West dumbass running into a pole. And then let's even talk about, now, G, do you happen to watch Saturday Night Live, or you in these streets, yo? I know you be in these streets, yo. People be saying that they be seeing you in Baltimore.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
You be too busy on Baltimore Street, yo? Foxy Lady?
Nah, I don't do Baltimore. I mean, that's the Baltimore Street thing. You should know. You know, we took a couple trips, but, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't been out there in a while.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a regular in the Dirty fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Shout out to my man. Shout out to my man, Duke. But, yeah, so if you watch Saturday Night Live, my wife has me watching Saturday Night Live, even though she falls asleep during Saturday Night Live. So I watch it more than her now. But sometimes it can be entertaining, sometimes it can't. Anyway, so jumping right to the topic. Kanye West, oh, shit, dropping stuff. Kanye West decides to perform two new songs on Saturday Night Live. Now, anytime you get a live performance, it's always tough to hear the lyrics, what they're saying, especially when it comes from a guy like Kanye, who to me makes a big deal out of nothing but has great music. So he's got this song, what was it, Black Slaves? He's got this song, Black Slaves. And, like, to me, he's talking about rich people problems. Like, he said that, y'all don't understand my struggle. I had to move my whole family out of the country so that y'all couldn't take pictures of me. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure
that
the black slave. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, G. Like, I'm sure the black slaves didn't have that option to leave the country, because I'm pretty sure if they had the option to leave or getting whipped, I'm pretty sure they'd have been out. So you can't, like, you know, first of all, the beat sounded tough. I have no idea what they said. They did the whole Rap Genius lyrics and sent them out. And I would love to read the lyrics of all that, but I didn't feel like, I'm not trying to be Kanye bashing, because I think I'm going to end up liking the song once I hear it clean. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I can't, you know what I mean? But I feel like he's trying to promote, like, you know what I mean? There's a new black slaves, and I'm one of them because, oh, he also said, see, a black man at the top with a white woman, so they're coming to kill King Kong.
What?
Yes. He said, see, a black man at the top with his white woman, now they're coming to kill King Kong.
He put some thought to that.
Yeah, I know. Like, to me, it's funny. Like, you know what I mean? It's a great line. You know, he's black. Like, he's black. He got the swollen face like a gorilla. You know what I mean? I guess King Kong had the white woman. You know what I mean? But, like,
mm-hmm.
No one wants to bother Kanye that much. Like, he brings it more on himself than anybody. Like, this dumbass,
what?
He was walking. Like, he was walking, him and Kim Kardashian was walking out of their apartment in Paris or whatever. He was trying to avoid people taking pictures of him. Just taking pictures. Of course, they're asking him dumbass questions. Whatever. All they're doing really is snapping pictures. So he's walking with his head down, and he runs into a pole, B. It was like it ran into a pole, B. Got a big knot on his head, yo. Because he didn't want nobody to take pictures of him. Like between him and Beyonce, did you hear what Beyonce tweeted out about how all these rumors of all these low-life people have nothing to do but to talk about me? Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that either. I did hear about the whole, is she pregnant, is she not? I mean, I'm personally not going to give a damn. She's not paying any of my bills or helping me with anything. I don't care.
Right. Like, I can care less if she's pregnant, too. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's what married people do. They bone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not boning,
like,
so it don't matter to me.
Right. I know. We know somebody who did. Shout out to my man, John Vianney. So.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, he did say it wasn't good. Yeah. But my whole thing is, if you're an engine, like, I don't understand. Like, I think these people need somebody with common sense. Like, if you're an entertainer and you're making millions and millions of dollars, especially when you're at the level of Beyonce, Kanye West, who's considered the tops of their craft, at one point, don't you realize that people are going to take your picture and people are going to want to know your every move because, I mean, you're selling out arenas. So obviously there's people who's willing to spend $50 to come see you sing a song that they can't really understand because you can't really understand the lyrics and they change them up to try to make a different show. So, I don't know what's wrong with these people in this world. Yeah. You got all this money. All you got to do is, you don't have to talk to these people. Just let them take a picture. Just walk where you got to go, let them take a picture. Why are you so upset?
Yeah, I guess it's a little easier said than done. I mean, me personally, I probably would love it, you know what I'm saying? But I guess after a while, it does kind of get older when you can't do regular stuff with your family without people being all in your face at the same time, too. So, I mean, it's kind of easy for us to say, you know, just take the picture and keep it moving when, you know, we're not in their shoes at the same time.
But you can't, I guess my problem is, you can't expect to live a normal life when your life is based off people wanting to hear you and be around you. Because that's what entertainers are. Like, if they wanted to just...
come to territory.
Which is, it comes with territory. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't expect to be world famous, because that's what these people are. World famous, and not have people wanting to take your picture. But people like, let's say Prince. Prince Gans was on the Billboard the other night, right? He's one of the most famous musicians of all time. When's the last time his dumbass ran into a pole because someone's taking pictures? We don't see Prince until he pops up in heels.
Yeah.
So there's obviously somewhere you can go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it don't make no sense. I only see Obama when he's at a speech. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what he'd be doing in the streets. I can tell by his black list he's still smoking in Newports. And we know he's black now. And why do black people love Newport, yo? Like, how come they have, like, marble
heads? That's what they smoke, yo. You know what I'm saying? What do white people do? Marlboros?
That man, I don't know. I try to stay away from the cigarette smoke, yo. I got enough issues with my cigars, yo. I don't need to be around no cigarette smokes. Hold on, DJ C. Siren got a comment. What up, DJ C. Siren? You gotta speak up. But you have to keep talking because I'm on live on the air.
Somehow my comment to Kanye and his King Kong with a white girl just tells one to get on really ass for a white girl. So, like, can you put that in the song too?
All right. So DJ C Star, did you hear it? I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but it's. Aww. Yeah, it's like it's like that joint on the show that you're just like, aww. But that's my baby. She say whatever she wants. All right. So we got another topic going on. So we're talking about Kanye dumbass cleaning up all last week's topics. You're a wrestling fan. G, I'm glad I got you on tonight, yo. The King Jerry Lawler. You remember him?
Uh-huh. Of course,
you know
I
he's
the King Jerry Lawler.
What's your best memory about the King? Yo, what's your best memory about wrestling, yo?
My fondest memory would be two matches. It'd be Hulk Hogan against Andre the Giant when he slammed him at that old SummerSlam. And then the matchup against Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan when Hogan had to hand over the belt to him. Right?
Was that WrestleMania 4, right?
Yeah, something like that. You know, it don't get no better than that right there.
Yeah. When did you find out wrestling was fake? And how was your reaction?
Shocked. That's a great question, man.
That's what I do.
I mean, that's tough because I know for a long time, I'm sure every kid thought, you know, the Hulk Hogan with him and Macho Man and all that, was everything they did was real. But I guess,
as you get a little older. I'm trying to think probably an age where you start to realize that, yo, this is so fake, but it's still good. That's tough.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What do you think?
I know the day I found out, I was told by an old white man, because me and my uncle, we were in the Poconos, somewhere in the mountains of Pennsylvania with my great-grandmother and my aunt. So they're Jehovah Witnesses, so we couldn't really run the streets too heavy. You know, they kept a tight leash on us. So what we did was we saved a bar of our money, and there was a wrestling game in the little lobby that we could play. Shows your mind. All I did was play the wrestling game, and they had free vanilla ice cream cones. So that's what I did for an entire week. So we were playing the game, and all me and my uncle was destined to do was to beat that game. And, I mean, it took about $40, you know, $40. And this is back when I was in sixth grade, so games were really only a quarter. You really only had to put a quarter in to get a good play. And it took us about $40 of all of our money. And this old white man was like, I don't know why y'all so interested in getting that game. Wrestling is fucking fake. And he walked away. Now, I'm too young to know if he was drunk or if he was angry at us. But we was like, no way, no way. And then we asked my aunt, Michelle, and she was like, yeah, it's fake.
Was she hurt?
I was hurt. I was heartbroken, yeah. I thought Jake the Snake was real. I was scared of that snake, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Who
was my favorite wrestler? I mean, of course,
your
the favorite
wrestler.
Yeah, I know. Of course, my favorites was, you know, of course, every kid. It's just like Michael Jordan. I bash on Michael Jordan. Everybody in our era loved Mike. But so everybody loved Hulk Hogan. Everybody loved the Ultimate Warrior. But if I want to do my favorite wrestler, it's a tag team, B. It's a tag team.
Tag team? We talk.
Yes, sir.
Legion of Doom, Demolition.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
Yeah, I love the Hart family, but that Legion of Doom.
Yeah, definitely. But I wasn't a big fan of Hogan. I liked the Ultimate Warrior, and wrestling started going a little bit longer. My second favorite was the Undertaker, the old Undertaker, not this new Undertaker riding around on Harleys and stuff. I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't even watch wrestling no more, bitch. Yeah, the Undertaker was huge. We start tripping me out. You know, when you're raised by Jehovah Witnesses and you watching the wrestling, and they see a guy with that gong music, and my old man who died, rest in peace, with the urn, and my grandma, my great-grandma come down, like, he got the devil in him. Y'all going to catch the devil watching that. And you don't know if she's being real or not, yeah. But The Undertaker was definitely a good junk. DJ C. Siren says she likes Junkyard Dog. Jake. Yeah. Her and her brother like wrestling. She said that her mother used to always tell her brother that wrestling was fake. Was he heartbroken when he told her? Her brother didn't believe her. I'm surprised y'all had cable out there in the country. I didn't think y'all had electricity till about 2002. But the subject I'm going to get to, even though we kind of got on the off ramp, Jerry Lawler is still wrestling, B.
He's still wrestling?
Yeah. Still wrestling.
Man, that can't be healthy for him.
We were
watching
them. I know, but hold on. The story gets better. Now, you know the tragedy when, who died? Was it Bret Hart who died in the ring who fell off the ladder?
No, that was Owen Hart.
Owen Hart died in the ring. You know Jerry Lawler had a heart attack on live TV. Like, while he was doing the broadcasting, he had a heart attack. They had to give him a quadruple bypass surgery. And this is his comeback performance.
I guess he wanted to die in the ring, yo. I guess it's an honor, yo.
Yo, do you let them die in the ring, yo? Like, if you're McMahon, yo, you letting them wrestle, yo?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you now, Vince McMahon is all about that dough cheese, man. He could care less about the wrestlers, man. Have you seen any of those specials they be having on those wrestlers, man?
Nah, I haven't seen specials. Yeah. I know they can't be good.
Man, you really have to check. When you get a chance, take a look at some of those things they do with those wrestlers one-on-one, like off-the-air type of stuff, man. The stuff they be talking about, man, that, what was going on in wrestling, it still is, but I'm just saying, in that era, man, it was crazy, man.
Well, give me a brief synopsis. Give the people a word about what he said.
The steroid use that he had him taking steroids and stuff, man. He didn't have a problem with all that. The drug use, all of that stuff, man. That's why a lot of them dudes, man, are so off, man.
Yeah, wrestling was different. That was that rock star life. You know, they was going city to city. I remember, I'll never forget, one of the best weekends I ever had was we had a weekend. My dad took me. I think he kind of felt guilty because I think him and my mom got in a fight. And that weekend, he took me to go see the monster truck with Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good old Bigfoot.
And yeah, yeah, and wrestling that weekend at the Spectrum, you know. And it was just, and them dudes is really, that was that rock star life, you know. People used to go crazy to fill up stadiums, you know, stadiums for wrestling, you know. I can't believe how many of them have dropped dead already, you know. I mean, they're dying.
Yep. That's how you know that he's living a crazy life, man. None of them was making it to like 40, 45.
Yeah, how do you think The Rock survived, Joe? Because The Rock has done a hell of a job with his wrestling career. Like, he was actually an entertaining wrestler, and he's made a hell of a career afterwards, except for that one movie, The Cool, where he was the gay security guard.
Yeah, but if you think about it, even in the last month, The Rock had about three or four movies, man, in the movies. The kid's making a killing, then, like you said, to come back and wrestling. I think he got a good head on the shoulder. He got somebody in his corner. I know his agent, his wife, somebody talking good in that man here, though, because he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, because he didn't start off good, though, because that Cool movie was, even though I liked it, it was a bad movie.
I can't stand that movie, y'all.
Huh?
I can't stand that movie.
Yeah, I liked it, yeah. I thought it was dumb funny, yeah. I thought it was like real
place, yo.
I know, it wasn't a well put together movie at all. But I did enjoy it, yeah. But what was that movie where he had the little girl, he was babysitting the little girl and he was the star quarterback?
Yeah, that one, then he had the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, he had the Tooth Fairy, yeah, like who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, he said he was trying to make some movies for his kids to watch. Yeah, he got paid off of it, though. That's all that counts.
Yeah, I guess you, I don't know. I wouldn't make no Tooth Fairy movie for my kid. He just wanted to be short, you know. I don't know if I got me doing that, you know. My big ass can't fit in no pink fairies, you know. It's just not how I'm built, yo. It's not how we Jersey kids do. So what you got? So we got about 60 seconds there, Mr. Lewis. What you got planned for Memorial Day weekend, yo?
Man, no lie, I'll probably be at work working, man. Hopefully I can catch a cookout on Sunday, maybe, though.
Yeah, you off Monday?
Nah, man, I'm in the building trying to get paid, yo.
I hear that, man.
How about you?
I ain't gonna do nothing, man. Wife got work, you know. I'll probably do some housework, do some painting, try to catch a cookout, man. Maybe hit the beach for a little bit, watch these young girls walk around.
And
that's it, man. That's it, man. Just enjoy the beach life, man. Beach weather over here, nigga.
I hear you, skateboard.
Well, it was good talking to you. Thanks for calling in, man. I look forward to hearing you tomorrow night, then, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Y'all be okay. Safe. Catch y'all on that and off, right? always.